This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. U.S. troops remain on high alert in the Middle East after Iran launched missiles at a U.S. base in Qatar following those U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities this weekend. There are some 10,000 U.S. troops stationed in Qatar at Central Command's regional headquarters, the base seen by the Pentagon as essential to regional security. The U.S. says there was no impact to the base and no casualties. ABC's Karen Travers says the U.S. tried to hold talks with Iran before Saturday's airstrikes in Iran.
There was a last-ditch effort at diplomacy last week, according to sources. The president was having conversations with the president of Turkey, President Erdogan, about trying to arrange a meeting with Iranian officials. But we now know that the supreme leader of Iran had gone into hiding, concerned about an assassination attempt, and was not able to sign off on that meeting. So it did not take place.
President Trump, after meeting with his national security team, says Iran launched 14 missiles and they were intercepted by the U.S. This is ABC News. In California, the investigation continues after a boat capsized in South Lake Tahoe Saturday. A seventh person now has been confirmed dead.
One person is still missing, and now seven are confirmed dead. A storm moved into the Lake Tahoe area on Saturday afternoon, causing the boat on a lake at D.L. Bliss State Park to overturn. Connor Bugby was there and says he saw huge waves in fierce wind.
It was snowing sideways, and then next thing you know, you just have 3 to 4 foot waves coming in, and it just turned into, felt like a hurricane.
In total, 10 people were on the overturned boat. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New York City, jurors have been adjourned for the day in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs. After hearing testimony today, prosecutors signaled they expect to wrap up their case tomorrow. Combs's defense team says they'll present a case but don't have plans to call in any witnesses. It appears the music mogul will not testify in his own defense. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 5:45 for Vernon, Richland, and Crawford counties. And that goes again till 5:45. The severe thunderstorm watch also remains in effect for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties until 9 tonight. As for tonight, looking at showers and thunderstorms, some could be strong with highs in the upper 80s. Heading into tonight, where a few showers are possible later on, then partly cloudy, lows down to 70. Right now, it's 86 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin State Senate approved a bill Wednesday that would create new felony charges for rioters and make it easier for residents and businesses to file a lawsuit for property damage. Republican lawmakers claim there's been an increase in violent riots since 2020 and say there needs to be stronger penalties for rioters. Democratic lawmakers raised concerns about First Amendment violations and warned that the language of the bill could mean any person in a protest group could face charges if just one of them causes property damage or injuries. A Republican state lawmaker is sponsoring a constitutional amendment to introduce term limits on elected state positions. State Representative Duke Tucker of Grantsburg says the constitutional amendment would limit elected officials to serving 8 years in a single position. That would mean term limits of 2 terms for a 4-year position like governor or state senator, and 4 terms for state representatives who serve 2-year terms. The constitutional amendment would need to pass in consecutive legislative sessions before appearing on a ballot referendum. State Senator Chris Capanga says he wants to just let the current state budget roll over for the next 2 years. The Delafield Republican told WISN's Upfront that he'd rather not vote on either the governor's proposed budget or the current Republican version in the Joint Finance Committee. He said the legislature doesn't need to pass a budget by the end of the fiscal year, so he's not in a hurry.
Back in the 50s, the legislature actually passed legislation that said, if we don't get to a budget, a new budget, we will just have the budget carry over from the last session. That way, we don't have the problems that Washington has where they have to keep doing these bills. We literally can let the budget pass over, and then there's a cost continue provision, which essentially says, if there's funding that needs to be made for programs that are required, then we have to give that funding. So that's a very easy option.
Capanga says Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee aren't making enough cuts to the governor's proposed budget. He says letting the budget roll over prevents a partial veto from Evers and keeps spending increases low. A tractor accident in Iowa County was fatal over the weekend. At approximately 12:30 Sunday afternoon, emergency responders were dispatched to a rural property near State Highway 80 and County Highway BH for a report of a tractor rollover. A male victim had been operating a tractor equipped with a mowing attachment on a steep hillside. During mowing operations, the tractor lost traction on the incline, sliding down the hill and overturning. The victim was pinned beneath the tractor. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office, along with the Highland Volunteer Fire Department, Cobb Volunteer Fire Department, and first responders, and Highland EMS units all arrived on scene and worked in coordination to render aid. Despite the efforts of responders, the victim was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. Out of respect for the victim's family, the identity of the deceased is being withheld pending further family notifications. A barricaded subject with a hostage was arrested over the weekend. Saturday morning at approximately 10 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a male subject armed with a hammer who was breaking a window and had entered into a residence at Oak Park Trailer Park in the Platteville Township. Officers from the Platteville Police Department and UW-Platteville Police Department arrived on scene and found that the suspect, along with another male and a female, had left the residence in a black truck. A sheriff's deputy arrived on scene and law enforcement located the black truck a few doors down. The deputy and officers went to the residence to attempt to make contact with the individuals. A female came out onto the deck, and while she was talking to officers, a male came out of the back door and ran. The male was later located by another responding sheriff's deputy and identified as Dustin P. Janochik, 33, of Dodgeville. Janochik was arrested for an outstanding warrant. Law enforcement at the residence then heard yelling coming from inside the trailer home and entered through the front door. When law enforcement entered the residence, they encountered a male subject holding a large knife. Officers gave several commands for the individual to drop the knife, and the male then ran back to the back of the trailer. While law enforcement was setting a perimeter around the home, the back door closed, and once it was opened back up, law enforcement could hear a male talking to someone behind a closed door to a bathroom, just inside the back door of the trailer. Law enforcement began trying to talk to the male subject at that time. Deputies then learned that the other male in the trailer with Jonathan Blazer, 34, of Shellsburg, and he was inside the residence with a female. Law enforcement negotiated with Blazer for approximately 30 minutes before the female was allowed to come out of the residence. Law enforcement continued to negotiate with Blazer, and after about 2 hours of dialogue with Blazer, law enforcement deployed pepper spray and eventually a taser into the room, and Blazer was taken into custody. Jonathan Blazer was first transported by Southwest Health EMS to Southwest Health Center for medical clearance and then transported to the Grant County Jail, where he was booked in for burglary, false imprisonment, disorderly conduct, criminal damage to property, and resisting arrest. A two-vehicle crash in Muscadet resulted in an arrest Saturday morning around 8:30, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a crash at the intersection of West Front Street and South Iowa Street. It was reported that two individuals were injured in the crash. While emergency crews were responding, the Sheriff's Office was notified that one of the drivers involved fled the scene and was running on foot. When deputies arrived and began investigating, it was determined that Desiree Bird, 38, of Milwaukee, was traveling west on West Front Street, while Molly Lund, 29, of Muscadet, failed to stop at the posted stop sign on South Iowa Street and West Front Street. Lund's vehicle collided with Bird's vehicle. Molly Lund had a brief conversation with Desiree Bird, and Lund then ran from the scene. Muscadet Fire and EMS responded, along with deputies from the Richland and Grant County Sheriff's Offices. Bird and her passenger, Rhoda Nance, 62, of Milwaukee, were both transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Healthcare by Muscadet EMS with minor injuries. Lund was located and arrested for two counts of hit and run causing injury, and she was also cited for failure to stop at a stop sign. Bird was cited for not having vehicle insurance. As June winds down, Dr. Will Klein with Amplify Health by Gunderson reminds Wisconsinites of the importance of Men's Health Month and preventive health care.
If you think about how many times you probably take your car to the shop for various things in a given year, it's probably more than once. Probably a couple of oil changes every year, and then also some of the other maybe maintenance you do at home, kind of routine things, cleaning, etc. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do on your own to make sure you're healthy, but there's some stuff that unless you have your full mechanic shop at home, you can't necessarily do. And so I think it's important to do that stuff at home, kind of the sort of the bedrock of health, trying to have regular physical activity, which everybody knows we need, but we could probably all do more of it. Trying to eat more whole foods, you know, less processed things. If everybody did that, we probably could all improve our diets. So yeah, I think those things are definitely important. I don't want to discourage you from trying to do what you can at home to keep yourself healthy, but also it's nice to have somebody else look at things who's not biased or not biased in the same ways, who can kind of help give you that extra opinion and take on things.
Men's Health Month aims to educate Wisconsinites about the value of a healthy lifestyle, the importance of preventive care practices, and the signs and symptoms of common health issues in order to raise life expectancy, improve health outcomes, and ensure effective treatment and prevention measures among men in Wisconsin and across the country.
We want to be accessible. You know, we're all in this profession because we want to help you. So I think a MyChart message never hurts. Usually our nurses will look at it and they will kind of help triage that and help determine if that needs a visit or not. If it's something you talked about last year with your doctor and it's getting worse or it's getting bigger or something, like sometimes our follow-up for that will be different than if we've never met and it's a new concern. But I think, yeah, video visits are great. I think they make things more accessible. These days I feel like you can schedule most things online. And sending the MyChart message helps too. So I think my bottom line would be reach out. Anything's better than nothing. Don't just sit on it and try to get things looked at and treated sooner, because then hopefully it's not going to be as big of an issue.
Seeing a primary care provider every year, even if you're feeling well, can provide an opportunity to uncover a potential problem that needs attention. Celebrating Men's Health Month every June is a good reminder that it's important for guys to be preventative with their health care and to schedule annual doctor visits.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Just again, a reminder that the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Vernon, Richland, and Crawford counties until 5:45. At this time, the thunderstorms are passing through the Richland Center area. But again, that is going on until 5:45. Severe thunderstorm warning for Vernon, Richland, and Crawford counties.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died last Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Whipf, 73, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Daniel Whipf, 73, of Richland Center. Joseph Joe Sweenick, 68, of Ithaca, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family. Joseph Joe Sweenick, 68, of Ithaca. Richard Dick Bartles, 79, of the rural Muscadet Five Points area, died Thursday. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Five Points Cemetery Association. Richard Dick Bartles, 79, of the rural Muscadet Five Points area. Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center, died Friday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Carl Pompa, 71, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
For the listening area, the severe thunderstorm warning continues to be in effect for Vernon, Richland, and Crawford counties until 5:45, making their way through the Richland Center area right now, moving east at 35 miles an hour. Some of the other possible areas for these thunderstorms include Horgan Ridge, Eagle Corners, Highway 80, and County Double C, Woodstock, Bloom City, Gillingham, and Neptune. So, again, the severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 5:45 for Vernon, Richland, and Crawford counties. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 tonight, and that is for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties. For tonight, the lows expected to be around 70 with winds light later on. A few showers, possibly the chance for some stronger ones will die off as the night continues. Then partly cloudy late Tuesday, cloudy. Off and on showers and thunderstorms, highs near 80, northeast winds of 5. Tuesday night, lows in the mid-60s with showers still possible. Wednesday, heavy rain expected, potential flooding in some spots with highs of 78. Thursday, we'll be seeing showers and storms continue with highs in the mid-80s. For Friday, partly sunny, again, highs in the mid-80s. Highs near 90 Saturday with mixed skies, spotty showers or storms possible, And on Sunday, showers and storms likely again, with otherwise a hot and muggy day, highs in the upper 80s. But if you are just tuning in, the severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Vernon, Richland, and Crawford counties until 5:45 tonight.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Right now, as some rain is falling, we are at 78 degrees, and a high today was 92. That's up from a morning low of 76. Yesterday, we had a high of 94 with a heat index of 110 and no precipitation. Record high for this day, 95, set back in 1983. A record low, 37, set in 1972. Last year on this date, our high was 79 and our low was 64. Sunset today at 8:46, sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. We've seen a trace of precipitation. The barometer is up to 30.15, while northeast winds are at 12. Again, it's 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland Electric Cooperative is asking for the help of its members because of today's warm and humid conditions. A peak alert has been issued because of anticipated high energy demand. REC members should expect water heaters to be controlled. You can help by postponing the use of high energy appliances like ovens and clothes dryers until after 9 o'clock tonight. Set your air conditioner no lower than 78. Close blinds and shades. These simple steps will help control your energy costs and serve your cooperative well.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Iowa Granite Riverdale High School summer baseball game today has been canceled, but with more on some all-conference news from this year's spring sports, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
Here are more accolades today from the recently completed high school spring sports season. Ridgeon Valley All-Conference track teams. The girls' first team All-Conference, led by DeSoto's Paisley Engen, Bryn Venner, Lena Isbell, Haley Neckner, and Elena Leckner. From Kickable Lafarge, they had an amazing year this year. Avea Young, Katie Rando, Jaden Nagel, Jewel Kleinsaucer, Tierney Arndt, Katie Rando, Kendall Andelsek, Annika Waslick, Colby Andelsek, and Harlow Flea Hardy, along with Braylon Culver, North Crawford's Ingrid Karstens, and Emma Udelhoven of Waseca Steuben. On the second team, from Ithaca Weston, Holly King, DeSoto's Peyton Sprosty, along with Riley Cade of Kickapoo Lafarge, North Crawford's Isabel Knutson and Olivia Ike, also Waseca Steuben's Elena Martin, Emma Wall, Isabella Bunders, Haley Mitchell, Macy Mitchell, Elizabeth Wright, Natalie Wright, and Ella Jones. The honorable mention team includes, from Ithaca Weston, Tristan Peterson, Maggie Kirshner, Jaden Bolin, and Faith Stanichka, DeSoto's Lena Isbell. From Kickapoo Lafarge, Chloe Walter and Colby Andelsek. North Crawford's Kate Swenson, Kylie Hutchison, Jade Grimsled, Shalene Nelson, Gina Yonker, Agnes Karstens, Anna Chamberlain, and from Waseca Steuben's Claire Wright and Stella Walls. The girls' all-sportsmanship team, Callie Gilman, DeSoto, Bailey Wanless, Ithaca Weston, Summer Wolman of Kickapoo Lafarge, Ingrid Karstens, North Crawford, Livian Starkey of Seneca, and Brinley Benoy of Waseca Steuben. The Field Event Athlete of the Year, Tierney Arndt, a junior from Kickapoo Lafarge. Kickapoo Lafarge senior Jaden Snagel was recognized as the Runner of the Year. The Coach of the Year, Jeremy Lee of Kickapoo Lafarge. It was Kickapoo Lafarge winning the Girls Conference with 219 points over Waseca Steuben's 96 at the Conference Championships. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The Milwaukee Brewers are currently riding a four-game winning streak after sweeping Minnesota this weekend on the road. They return home to take on another National League Central team in Pittsburgh. And there'll be a 6:40 first pitch time, and that is on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams keeps taking verbal shots at the Green Bay Packers. At Fanatics Fest over the weekend, Williams repeated his criticism of Packer fans based on the 2024 NFL season-ending 24-22 Chicago win at Lambeau Field. He says fans pushed them when he and his teammates tried to do the Lambeau leap after a game-winning field goal. The Bears snapped an 8-game losing streak at the home of the Packers. Earlier in the offseason, Chicago coach Ben Johnson did his part to add energy to the rivalry with a comment about beating Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur while Johnson was an assistant with the Lions. The Big Ten says it supports the lawsuit filed by the University of Wisconsin against the Miami Hurricanes football program. ESPN reports that the legal action accuses Miami of tampering with a Badger player while influencing him to transfer. The player isn't named in the lawsuit, but it is assumed to be to be freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas. The case will test whether schools can use name, image, and likeness deals to keep athletes from transferring, even though the players aren't technically employees. And Kevin Durant has been traded to Houston. The New York Knicks are looking for a coach. Cooper Flagg is about to become the number one pick in the draft, and expansion plans likely will take a big step forward in a few weeks. The LA Lakers just got sold. The NBA offseason officially has started. In reality, it's been going on for a few weeks. There's a parade going on Tuesday in Oklahoma City to celebrate the newly crowned champion Thunder, and in every other NBA city, there's going to be a parade of movement over the next coming weeks to try to catch the champs. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and corn are lower Monday, cattle finished mixed, and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on speculative and technical selling. Temperatures remain hot in most of the region, but some areas are expected to see cooler conditions and rainfall at least at some point this week. The trade was anticipating a rise in the USDA's national crop condition rating. July beans were 9.25 lower at 10.58 and 3/4. August was down 9.5 at 10.62. July bean meal was $1.70 lower at 282.40. July soybean oil is down 123 points at 53.24. Corn was lower, monitoring development conditions out of the USDA's weekly crop progress and condition numbers. The 2025 planted area and quarterly stocks reports are both out on the 30th. July corn was 9.5 lower at 419.25, and September was down 8 at 417.5. And wheat was lower. Chicago and Kansas City were expecting good week-to-week U.S. winter wheat harvest progress. Minneapolis was pressured by the recent rainfall and some spring wheat growing areas in the northern U.S. plains and Canada. July Chicago was down 15 at 552.75. July Kansas City was 13.25 lower at 550. July Minneapolis wheat was down 12 at 626.75. Live cattle were mixed out of this week's widespread direct business. August was down 45 at 209.37. October was 25 lower at 207.10. Feeders were up on that decline in corn, with August 35 cents higher at 302.80, and September up 40 cents at 302.62. And hogs were higher, with the pork carcass cutout value up at midday on Monday. July lean was 67 higher at 113.45. August was up 60 cents at 113.05. Megan Grebner's going to have your full look at the cash livestock markets to start the week after this brief break.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Leland Melvin, and I travel to space twice as a NASA astronaut. Space technologies help protect our precious Earth. Space helps us monitor changes in carbon emissions, track the pace of climate change. It even helps us fight natural disasters. Make sure that you get out to your local science museum or go to spaceforall.us to explore and learn about space and science. Space is for all.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet to start the week. That's pretty typical for a Monday. Show lists are mixed, higher in Kansas, but lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice was down 28 cents at $390.22. Select up 6.15 at $383.10. Estimated cattle slaughter was 111,000 head, up 8,000 on the weekend, down more than 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a very light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.11 with a weighted average of 109.35. The Western Corn Belt closed $1.83 lower with a weighted average of 109.91. Pork values closed higher, up 64 cents at 122.78. Bellies were sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 465,000 head, down 13,000 on the week and up less than 1,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner. for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetuin. Tips like Oxford Realty will say results of non-covet events. Large squares topped at $230 a ton and large rounds at $110 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tractor, boats, tools, coins, and much more online only ending June 25th at 6 p.m. Farm machinery online only ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. We have real estate agents looking for listings. Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsuckoxrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetuin. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An ag economist says escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran could have an impact on the ag industry. But Allendale's Greg McBride tells Brownfield it shouldn't influence exports or world-ending stocks.
A lot of it is going to be revolving around the conversation about inflation. Because if you do end up in a full-scale war, that could send crude prices through the roof.
More news is next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Research to discover more effective treatments for the 1 in 285 children in the U.S. who will be diagnosed with cancer. Children's Cancer Research Fund is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Director of Penn State's Agricultural Law Center says a federal judge's decision to dismiss John Deere's lawsuit over its right to repair policy could impact farmers' ability to repair their own equipment. Ross Pfeiffer tells Brownfield.
Farmers want to be able to fix their own equipment or determine who is going to fix that equipment rather than going to an authorized repair facility. If they don't have easy access, it's downtime as well as the costs.
Pfeiffer says this case could set a precedent for how the ag equipment industry operates in the future. Major crop condition rating changes were mixed over the past week. That followed another round of mixed weather in much of the region. USDA says 70% of U.S. corn is good to excellent, down 2% on the week. 66% of U.S. soybeans are good to excellent, unchanged from last week when 96% planted and 90% emerged. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Brazil poised for record corn crop. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Market analyst Michael Cordonier says despite harvest delays, Brazil's second crop safrinha corn could be record large. He tells Brownfield abnormally wet conditions have slowed progress but boosted yields for the South American export competitor. More after this on Brownfield.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Corn Advisor President Michael Cordonier says Brazil's safrinha corn crop is 5% harvested compared to 21% last year.
So it's very slow, and the reason is there's been a lot of late season rains in Brazil, much later than normal. So the crop is still very high in moisture, and very few farmers have on-farm storage, much less drying facilities. So they don't want to take high moisture corn to the grain elevator and pay for drying. See, normally this time of the year, It's dry as a bone in Brazil, but this year has been extra wet, so they're going to wait until they get some drier weather and have the field-dried corn. Now, Mato Grosso, the biggest state, is 7% harvested. The second biggest state is Paraná, but they're less than 1% harvested. And it's just been, you know, rainy weather in southern Brazil, which is very unusual for this time of the year. Now, the rain is beneficial for the yields, of course. It just slows down initial harvest. And multiple states in Brazil are expecting record safrinha corn yields. And a record crop. I got the crop at 130 million tons, which would be a record. So the rain is good for the yield, but not good for harvesting.
What's the 2 to 4 week weather outlook? Will it turn drier and allow harvest progress to catch up a little bit?
Well, it's not going to turn dry in the near term, but my goodness, by the time you get to July, you know, that'd be the part of the dry season. So at some point, it has to really dry out, but it's not going to dry out, you know, anytime soon.
Michael, as we think about the impact to U.S. grain markets, it certainly sounds to me like the situation with the safrinha crop is bearish for our markets. Is that the case?
Yes, I would say so. And if you look at in the bigger picture, you know, China is really turned to South America, Brazil and Argentina, for soybeans and corn and soybean meal and protein. So, you know, the Chinese have really not foregone U.S. exports, but they've really turned their attention to South America.
That's Michael Cordonnier with Soybean and Corn Advisor, and I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
We're at 71 degrees, quite the drop after we did reach a high of 92. Now, the rain will definitely do that, especially maybe helping it with its mugginess that we've been having. But right now, the severe thunderstorm warning for Richland, as well as East Central Crawford counties, will continue until 5:45. So only a few more minutes away as that passes through the area. But after that, the severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 tonight for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties. Here's Clint Black, Rainbow in the Rain. And no, I didn't plan this song. Thank you.
Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. I spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. He said he was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife and lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time, I said, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled and said, I raise my hand.
Later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. Said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley died. Later on that night, laid there thinking back, thought about a couple long lost souls. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. If there was ever anybody deserved to take it to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man.
Chapter of the verse,
but you can't tell me this all ends in a slow ride in a hearse.
You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that I live,
this can't be.
No, this can't be.
No, this can't
this
be.
Can't be.
And Dunn and Jelly Roll here on Country and Community WRCO. Well, the severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect for Richland and East Central Crawford counties has been allowed to expire. Also expiring a severe thunderstorm warning for Adams County. So it is kind of making its way through the area, but looks like now it is past the Richland area and it was making its way east. We are still getting rain, though. 200th of an inch of rain has fallen within probably the last half hour or so.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Baskerville is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Baskerville or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
Get ready, Richland Center. RC Thunderfest is back and bigger than ever. Saturday, June 28th at Crosscut Park. The grounds open at 11 with free admission and a full lineup of fun during the day. Face painting, food vendors, pedal pulls, mice races, bounce houses, a magician, and a clown show. Then the music takes center stage with six groups through the day, including Kelly Long, Annie and the Crush, and High Mileage rocking it out just before the fireworks show. That's right, huge fireworks at dark to close out an unforgettable day. Celebrate summer. Celebrate community. RC Thunderfest, June 28th in Richland Center. We'll see you there. Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
100.9 WRCO.
Yeah. your sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
That's Martina McBride. Well, it's almost the 6 o'clock hour. We're down to 69 degrees as we hand things over to Kylie Morgan to finish this hour out. If he wanted to, he would.
Just because he liked your old picture don't mean he's stuck on the past. Just because he talks to your brother don't mean he's still attached. Just because he's drunk and don't mean he wants you back. If he loved you, he would tell you. If he missed you, he would call. If he wants you to meet his mama, then he would bring you home. Oh, there ain't no excuse. He ain't missed or misunderstood. Quit lying to yourself. If he wanted to, he would. If he wanted to, he would. Said happy birthday, don't waste your wish on him. Don't psychoanalyze him, make it more than what it is. He won't suddenly be the somebody you wish he always was. If he didn't, then he doesn't. If he wouldn't, then he wasn't. If he loved you, he would tell you. If he missed you, he would call. If he wants you to meet his mama, then he would bring you home. Oh, there ain't no excuse. He ain't.
Kylie Morgan finishing the hour out. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:15 for Sauk and, until 6:15 for Western Columbia and Sauk counties. Otherwise, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 tonight for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties. The news at 6, sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. And by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utilities.